everyone. I am Courtney White, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. The terms diversity and inclusion have become popular in workplace environments again, and many law firms are actively engaging in efforts to add to or revamp their DEI initiatives. One has to wonder, however, how successful are these efforts? I asked one of my colleagues to join this podcast episode to discuss how well-intentioned D&I programs miss the mark and provide essentials for success. Don Holliday, a partner in the Houston office, is a labor and employment attorney and member of our firm Diversity and Inclusion Counseling Practice. Hi, Don. I'm excited about our discussion today since I'm a member of the Diversity and Inclusion Counseling Practice as well.
Thank you, Courtney, for having me.
You have written an amazing article that was published in the Texas Lawyer on this topic, and I would love to review some of the main points with you today. Point one that you made in your article, failure to establish concrete goals.
Yes, I am excited to talk about diversity and inclusion today. And the article that I wrote specifically talks about why companies miss the mark on meaningful change in developing D&I goals. And so the first point that you've mentioned, failure to establish concrete goals, companies usually have D&I programming in place, but they don't really think about what goals they're trying to reach in establishing those programs. So there could be several different goals, such as, you know, creating a gender balanced workforce, recruitment, retention, promotion, and also creating a culturally inclusive environment. And one of the goals that we've seen a lot of organizations have is simply engagement. So don't just have a program for the purpose of having a program, but you want to plan and execute D&I programming with the purpose of advancing towards a particular goal.
I think that's a great point. Point two that you made, insufficient training. And I'd love to hear more on this one because I know you are certified in DEI and I am as well.
Yes. So implementing a D&I program is quite an undertaking. What I want to emphasize about insufficient training is that diversity and inclusion is not an HR function. And let me just repeat that. Diversity and inclusion is not an HR function. There are so many facets of creating an effective D&I program where you need skilled labor and employment attorneys with the qualifications and the background to engage in D&I counseling to assist organizations in creating a robust program. And so there could be many things that go into developing the program, such as audits, cultural assessments, customized training to specifically address the needs of an organization.
In your third point, I'd love to hear more about what you call inadequate measurements of success.
Yes, so many programs are put into place and then there's no measurement of how successful the program is or not. One of the easy things to do is just to look at the numbers. And what I'll say about that is quota-based systems don't work. And so if we are going to have an effective program, there needs to be a willingness on behalf of the leadership and those who are involved in developing the program to accept feedback from employees on whether the program is meeting its goals.
And the last point you made, I think, is also very key. You said that a lot of organizations, they lack a clear timeline.
Yes, there is a lack of a clear timeline to assess and adjust D&I programming. Once a D&I program is put into place, oftentimes there's no period of evaluation, as I said in the last point, to determine whether that program is actually meeting the goals that it was intended to meet. So there has to be periodic evaluations and those need to be calendared so that it doesn't fall through the cracks. So organizations should consider, what should we not do anymore? or what should we keep doing, or should we change anything about how we implemented the program through this certain time period?
Dawn, thank you so much for providing those essentials for success and for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you, Courtney, for having me.
And for more information and additional JW Fast Take podcasts and webinars, please visit jw.com/fast.